start praying for him. And it got easier to pray for him, and it became easy to forgive, to the point that I felt the peace of God again. I knew I had completely forgiven them. But you have to start where you have to and be nice to people. That be nice to everybody. Be kind. Treat people like you want to be treated. Now, Peter said something even better than what Jesus said. Jesus said, love everybody like Jesus loved you. If you get good at 1 Peter chapter 1, and actually the whole book of 1 Peter should be one chapter. They put the chapters in the wrong places. God didn't chapterize the documents. Man did that. And they put the chapter in the worst places they possibly could, because the enemy don't want you to know. He sent tabs in churches because he don't want you to know. He sent you spouses that's hurt or in fear or worldly because he want to shut your life down. But you got to rise above whatever he sent. And you got to do it God's way. If you get married and you having trouble because of a bad marriage, do it God. Love the person anyway. And ask the Lord to give you wisdom for the situation you have. Just handle it biblically. It's very important. Don't just quit. Just handle it biblically. Do what God said. Some marriages are dangerous, and the Lord may have you to leave before you get killed. But that's why you have to pay attention. Some people won't leave, and then they get killed, and God said, I told you to leave. But God will give you a tailor-made healing process. The wisdom of God for somebody else is different from the wisdom he'll give you, but the word of God is the same. Because God knows the hearts of men, what they will and will not do, what they can and can't accomplish, what they will and will not accomplish. So if you listen to him, you'll be safe. And there's no limit to how much joy you can have. Doesn't matter what condition you came from. It doesn't matter what your situation is now. You can still have the peace of God and the joy of the Lord today in the process. But understand, he'll give you a healing process and you will thoroughly overcome the world system. This fight is not your fight, it's God's. You're going to handle it his way and win. But you got to do it biblically. You got to drive out the things in you that's not right. And then when you see evil influences coming, don't partake of that. Overcome it. Overcome evil with good. And ask God how to, if you really want to contribute and be a blessing to people, all right, say, Lord, present your desires to God and let him guide you. That's the best way to do it. Don't just go out and start doing things. Do it God's way. Take time and learn of the Lord first. Read the Proverbs every day, because it'll give you a greater spectrum of what's right. Study what Jesus taught. The Sermon on the Mount, the Sermon on the Plain, Matthew's chapters 4 all the way through chapter 8. Study all the Word of God continually. But start where the Word of God started talking. Study what Jesus taught first, and then study what the apostles did, and go back and study all of the Old Testament so you'll get a history foundation. See, a lot of things point to Christ, but when you have Christ, you got the destination. When you believe on Jesus, you fulfilled all the ceremonial law. When you have the love of God in you, you have the ability to fulfill all the moral law. But go back and understand it. And you'll have a biblical foundation, and the world can't handle your faith. I'm telling the truth. I'm not wrong. This is just the way it is. Everything that's a challenge to you is not to God, and God's going to give you his strength. The Holy Spirit will manifest to you 7 ways: the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of knowledge, the Spirit of wisdom, the Spirit of counsel, the Spirit of might. You know, Matthew chapter 7, he manifests himself, and he wants to help us. The Holy Spirit will guide us into all truth. Now, I may be out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mighty move in throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.